Okay, new business.
SMP. The dredging project, basically. It's the whole project encompasses, like everybody knows, the Pope Landing, the Fish Pier, and we were talking about as an option with the dredge material, putting it in the south end, be able to reuse it. So after talking to Dave St. Laurent today, who's handling Gartley Dorsky, who is doing the survey work over there, it seemed to him that is a portion of that is a wetland, so they will not be able to use that specific area to put any dredge material.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So basically we're back to square one, and we need to look at, if we want to do the dredging, then according to the Army Corps of Engineers, they require us to do a biological test on all the different sample spots on what we're going to dredge. And if it passes that, then they'll probably give us a permit to go out there. Mm. Problem is, it's 70,000 give or take, a few thousand for that test. So if you fail that test, that's 70,000 up in smoke. After talking to Bud Brown, which is the eco analyst that has taken these samples, taken it to the lab, he seems to think that given the results, the current results that we do have from the testing that was done, that it shouldn't have a problem of passing, and the lab actually concurred with that as well. So
it does not have any.
What's that?
The
lab also said that it, based on the current information that they have from the test that they did do, they've seen samples like that pass relatively easily, but it's still a risk. You know, if it does not pass, that money's gone.
And so would that go out on the barge and be dumped?
Mm-hmm. In the Rockland dumping grounds about 5 miles off.
No, they were talking, I mean, the Corps was complaining about the metals and PCBs, not about organics, as their reason why they didn't want to put it out there.
Well, I don't know where you read that, but
well, in their report.
Oh, I'd have to read
those tests have already been done.
Yeah, as far as I talked to Bud Brown, the one that's been handling all the testing, and he specifically told me that if we do that particular test and if it does passes, then chances are the Army Corps of Engineers would give us the permit.
And who is Bud Brown?
Bud Brown is, he works for Eco Analyst.
Okay.
He's part of the paperwork that was in.
So some of it's already been tested?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not the biological
pre-tested.
Test.
Pre-tested.
No, it was tested the way I understand it. You didn't have to do a biological test in order to put it upland disposal for reuse or whatever. If you take it offshore into a different area of the ocean, then you have to do a biological test.
Okay.
I don't know the ins and outs. You would have to be a chemist to read that 60-page report to fully understand it before we make any, before you start sending word throughout the gossip.
Yeah, well, there's nothing over there that's going to cause a problem.
Right.
There's all sand on the east side of the pier and anything on the west side.
Yeah.
West side of the pier got blown over from the east side of the pier.
Right, yeah. So
as far as last month, we had talked about setting up a workshop with the community and city council. Well, so we'll table that. That's taken off because there's no, that's out of question now.
Snow Marine Park is a wetland.
Portion of it.
Dredge spoiled, isn't it? I mean, it's not like it was naturally there.
No.
It doesn't make any difference.
Now it's considered a...
I'd have to look at the definition, but...
Yeah.
So they're not going to allow it to be filled in with anything.
It's the growth.
You can fill in a portion of it, but
it's not going
to be. I don't think it was going to be able to be.
Look at the aerials, like
the wetlands.
One at a time. One at a time.
You'll see some days where it's just one
coming off the mechanic. That wetland that they don't mow would be empty, and then you'd have another hump. So basically, I think you'd create a pond eventually.
We could use a skate pond down there.
It would be.
Used to be one.
But that's right. Yeah. So, but anyway, like I said, they're not going to give us a permit whether it's the state of Maine or the Army Corps of Engineers, unless it meets their criteria to put it in one spot or another. Mm-hmm. So I do not want to spread any rumors anywhere throughout any place based on someone's opinion.
Thank you, Matt.
Mm-hmm. Unless they're qualified.
I know, the regulations are so strict that it's prohibited to do almost anything nowadays.
And it is tough.
Stuff's got to loosen up because erosion is happening all over the world and everything is running into the ocean. And that's helping the water level rise. Mm-hmm. And even when they do dredge it nowadays, they only move it from one spot over to another. You know, they got to start really thinking about getting the stuff that ends up in the water back out of the water without it costing $70,000 for one test.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just insane. Yeah.
What it sounds like is they do one of those, what do you call it? It's a methodical test where it's more of a grid, not just, this was three samples from different parts of the
You can catch lobsters over there right now and test them, and taste perfectly fine, and there's nothing wrong with them, so why would there be an issue, you know?
Well, the problem is when you dig down, you get into the fecal matter that was dumped in the harbor for years and years and years.
Hmm. And the old...
Well, that was dredged, too.
That was already dredged. And this is the snow. A lot of this is from snow dumping that everybody said, not a problem.
Oh, yeah, with all the oil and byproducts from road.
Yeah.
Well, I'd just like to see if they hotspot where the cadmium and the other things are, because I have a feeling those are just might be where the old oil boats used to sit.
Yeah.
That's typical where you have the PAHs would be right where they leak.
Where the McClunes.
And it might be, you just got a little area that you need to do more. You can't
The stain is over there, which... Who knows how
it
much
won't even dredge to that water. Depth anyway. Yeah. That depth would be from where it is now, where there's zero water. It used to be like 15 feet of water there. We're only going to dredge it to 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just recent. That's just recent talk. That's been there for... Well, Dave McDonald had it dredged to 6 feet when he had the PL. So it's only been since then.
Because I remember you saying those boats being on the
West
side of it.